You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
Gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
You close your eyes. I'm through.
You close them. Close your eyes.
Is your house on fire, Claude?
No, Bethany. Those are Christmas lights.
Don't throw me down, Claude.
I'll try not to, Aunt Bethany.
Rev up the engines.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcasts podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean, and in this week's episode, I'll get you up to date on a new podcast to ChristmasPodcast.com. New episodes this week from our featured podcasts, and talk with Chris and Chris from the Christmas Time in the City podcast. Also, don't forget to visit ChristmasHallOfFame.net and vote for who or what you think should be in the inaugural Christmas Hall of Fame class. You can also nominate and vote for your pick for next year's nominees. And check out ChristmasPodcasts.com, where you can find links to all the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of the podcasts. Well, it's a huge episode with Rudolph Day wrapping up this week, so let's get this going.
Uh-oh, somebody's fabulous!
We would like to welcome Christmas Podding to ChristmasPodcasts.com. Christmas Podding is Australia's only Christmas podcast dedicated to talking through all the big Christmas topics, whether it's food, gifts, decorating, movies, and plenty more. Liam and Ness are experienced radio presenters who share their love of Christmas, talking through the big Christmas topics all year round. The podcast began in November of 2018, so they are coming into their third Christmas. They run episodes about monthly through the year, fortnightly from August, then weekly in November and December. This is a unique podcast with no other Christmas-dedicated topic-based podcast like it in Australia. Liam and Ness are both radio professionals and spent almost a decade as radio co-hosts together, so they bring experience, chemistry, and professionalism to their shared passion of Christmas. Oh, and they have a huge obsession with Love Actually. Also, don't forget that a few of our featured podcasts are running events right now. Here's what they are doing.
Hi, everyone. This is Art from A Cozy Christmas Podcast, where we celebrate the coziest time of the year. And this is where I need your help. I want to hear from you and hear about your favorite Christmas memory. You can send that to me either in an email or a voice message, and I'll play it on my show. And it can be any kind of memory. It could be one that makes you laugh, one that makes you cry, one that makes you want to bang your head in frustration over and over and over again. I know we all have those. So if you want to be a part of that upcoming show, then you can reach out to me at cozychristmaspodcast@gmail.com. And if you do, I'll send you a Cozy Christmas Podcast sticker. Along with that, you will be entered into a contest, and the drawing will be held on October 15th, and you could win a hand-painted Ebenezer Scrooge ornament. If you want to see what that looks like, you can check those out on my social media accounts. And so in the meantime, remember to be kind to each other and share your stories. I can't wait to hear them, and have a very merry Christmas season.
Hello, this is Todd from the Christmas Clattered Podcast. One of the great things about Christmas is the busyness of the season, the running around, the decorating, the shopping, the visiting family and friends. But another great thing about Christmas is the chance to unwind, to take a big deep breath and relax away from work and school and everyday life. A great way to rest and relax is to work a puzzle. That's right, a jigsaw puzzle. They've been around for, seems like, forever. But they're a great way to relax your mind and ease the stress of the holidays. There's nothing better than turning on those classic crooners like Bing and Frank Sinatra, Andy Williams, and being gathered around the kitchen table with your closest friends and your closest family, working a puzzle together. Well, here at Christmas Clatter, We are putting together a Christmas puzzle exchange. This gives you an opportunity to receive and send a Christmas puzzle to one of our great listeners. If you would like to participate in the Christmas Clatter Christmas Puzzle Exchange, please send an email to christmasclatterpodcast@gmail.com. And in the email, please put your name and your address, and please put Christmas Puzzle Exchange in the subject line. Please do this before October 2nd, and together we can all be around our table with our friends and family, working a puzzle together and making the most of every second of this Christmas season. That email again is christmasclatterpodcast@gmail.com. Happy puzzling, and remember, keep Christmas hope alive every day.
This is Craig Kringle from the Weird Christmas Podcast. About 3 years ago, I went looking for very short, very strange stories that I could read on my show, but I couldn't find much, or not much that was sufficiently weird, so I thought, why not ask people to write some? And thus was born the annual Weird Christmas Flash Fiction Contest. You can get all the details at weirdchristmas.com, but basically, I'm asking you to tell me a story that keeps Christmas weird. That can be funny weird, or creepy weird, or just plain what the nutcracker surreal. Keep it under 350 words, send it to weirdxmas@gmail.com by November 1st, and you could win some cash. Prizes range from $5 to $50, and I choose about a dozen to read on the show and publish on my website. Head over to weirdchristmas.com to see the winners and honorable mentions from the last couple years. Here's a quick sample to get that creative eggnog flowing.
He glanced in terror at the other reindeer galloping beside him. Its eyes were as blue and as human as his were.
He dropped Bill's head on his body and used his incinerator to fry Bill until he was dust. I guess I'm going to have a Merry Christmas after all.
He felt himself shrinking till he couldn't have been more than a couple of inches high. A huge hand picked him up and placed him on the mantelpiece beside another motionless Santa.
People don't like the baby Jesus to go missing from their nativity scene, they said. I shrugged. People were petty.
I'm sorry there was no Santa, but I did provide an elf.
Number 4 was a grand old patriarch, but we were ready for him. When he came crashing down the chimney, sermon in mid-flow, he landed right in the net we had tied to the mantelpiece.
Traditions are great and all, but sometimes you just need Christmas to get a little bit weird, and I'm hoping you'll help me make it even weirder. So visit me at weirdchristmas.com, and I hope I'll get to read your stories soon.
I mean, Kate, it's like Waverhand and Jedi Mind Trick the Cops.
I'm Santa Claus, Teddy, not Yoda.
Here are the new episodes that drop the week of September 19th through September 25th. Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on the 19th titled The Christmas Movie Quiz Strikes Back. And it's back, kids. The Christmas Movie Quiz returns, this time with three times as many questions. Think you know your Christmas movies? Jack tests your knowledge against his guest, Jerry Davila, from the Totally Rad Christmas Podcast. We all know how difficult it is to choose the perfect present. Well, in this episode, he starts a new segment where he recommends the perfect gift. This time, it's a portrait of your loved one's pets. There's a lot of people who offer hand-drawn portraits, but the one who drew his cats is Chloe. Scott Newman, his U.S. correspondent and host of Jingle Jank, tells us his story of shame. Then it's this week's ULAD, Bowl Licker. Apparently, he's not the most attractive chap, but don't hold that against him. This week, his recommendation is actually us, ChristmasPodcast.com. Thanks, Jack, for the recommendation. Tis the Podcast had an episode on September 21st titled What If We Lose the Things That Make Christmas in Denver So Special? This week, the elves travel to the universe of Disney Channel original movies in order to cover the 2011 film Good Luck Charlie, It's Christmas. Join Anthony, Julia, and Tom as they discuss their history with Disney TV shows, family Christmas movies and television specials, and, with the spooky season just around the corner, their ideas for Christmas horror movies. So kick back with your favorite pumpkin-flavored drink, let that autumn breeze wash all over you, and enjoy this fun-filled episode. Totally Rad Christmas had an episode on the 22nd called Saved by the Bell with Lyle and Lassa. Lyle and Lassa from It's a 90s Christmas Podcast joined Jerry to talk Saved by the Bell. The sweaters, the one-liners, the homeless? Yep, it's definitely Zach Morris and gang getting up to a Christmas Carol shenanigans. Time out. How does it snow in the hospital? We'll see, Preppy. Lots of nostalgia with this episode, so check it out. Santa by the Minute had an episode on the 23rd called Minute 26, a handsome man looks good in anything. The first flight of Claus is almost here, and we get our first really good look at him in the classic red suit. Plus, John and Ben spot a hidden Groot. We hear our first ho-ho-ho laugh of the movie, and it wasn't from Claus. Is Vault a creepy elf or not? And much more. Join them as they talk about Minute 26 of Santa Claus, the movie from 1985. Merry Little Podcast had an episode on the 24th called Scrooge. In this new episode of the Merry Little Podcast, Jeff examines Scrooge and the many performances given to us of Scrooge on film. He discusses his creation and just what his character means to those who love Christmas. He also introduced the first new Christmas music of the 2020 season. You hear the first new offering from Jim Brickman, a great new Christmas original titled Winter Waltz. We are also fortunate enough to have a sneak peek at a new album by Luke McMaster and his new song, Christmas Present. Tinseltoons had an episode on the 24th titled Hark the Herald Angels Sing. In this episode, Dwayne looks at the song Hark the Herald Angels Sing, talks about Todd Killian's episode on Christmas Clatter About Podcasts, and Ricky and Mary's episode of Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast about new Christmas music with JJ of Christmas Music News. There's quite a few renditions of Hark the Herald Angels Sing he features suggested by listeners. Christmas Podding had their last episode on September 17th, Why a Christmas Day Nap Should Be Part of This Year's Festivities. Liam and Ness are making the Christmas nap a thing. They'll tell you why every family should have one this Christmas. When is the very best time to open your presents? And people are getting married on Christmas Day. Is this the most romantic or selfish gesture ever? Join Liam and Ness as they discuss these topics and more. Season's Eatings had an episode on the 25th called Wassail. Grab a cup of good cheer. Glenn is exploring the history and origins of Wassail. He travels through Europe to find all of the wonderful, warm winter drinks. Yuletide TV had an episode on the 25th titled Bonus Episode 9, Call the Midwife. Ricky and Mary from Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast recommended that Chris, Brian, and John watch this first Christmas special from BBC period drama Call the Midwife, available on Netflix. While the boys work to determine whether or not this is a Christmas classic, they also discuss people who like Fight Club versus people who like Snatch, their feelings on period piece television, Vicars, women giving birth at Christmas as a trope, Hey Arnold, John's British accents, pocket lamb chops, and Keira Knightley clones. Can't Wait for Christmas had an episode on the 25th titled Feeding the Hungry. On this episode, Tim talks about a charitable act that millions do every Christmas, feeding the hungry, with the most special of special guests. He also counts down the top five comic book Christmas movies, has a listener review of It's a Wonderful Life, and Chapter 5 of his made-for-podcast Christmas movie, A Bomb for Christmas.
Mind power, sweet, mind power.
And if you haven't heard all of Tim's made-for-podcast movie, A Bomb for Christmas segments yet, here's a brief trailer he made.
Holly is a dedicated cop.
I'm sorry, honey. I've been really focused on a big case here.
I just wish the bad guys didn't spend more time with you than I do.
She's getting some time off for Christmas, whether she wants it or not.
It's Christmas. Take some of those days off you never use and spend some time at home in Port Caldwell.
Now she's headed back to her small town.
The Port Caldwell Christmas Festival celebrates the best in us.
And finally spending Christmas with her husband.
Coffee and a Christmas cookie down at Betty's.
I never say no to Betty's coffee.
Meet you downstairs.
But what happens when her job follows her home?
Bobby, are you in here? The door just locked behind me.
Welcome to the Christmas party. So glad you could stop by.
Now, instead of celebrating with her husband, she'll have to save him.
Okay, Holly, you're trapped in a building. There's a bomb in the building, and Bobby's in the building.
But can she save the day, save her marriage, and save Christmas at the same time?
There is no point in hiding, Detective.
Come on, Yakov Smirnoff. Give me some clues to where that bomb is.
The Can't Wait for Christmas podcast presents a made-for-podcast Christmas movie that can best be described as Die Hard in a Hallmark movie.
Take some days off. Help Bobby with the festival.
Tune in each month for...
You've got to be kidding me!
Oh, Oh, Mother Russia!
A bomb for Christmas.
You had better hurry, Mrs. McTernan. There is not much time left.
New chapters premiering on the 25th of each month. Find them at CantWaitForChristmasPod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Merry Christmas, Harry. Happy Hanukkah, Marv.
I'm joined now by Chris and Chris from Christmas Time in the City podcast. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
You guys started up in October of 2019, and you obviously are a married couple that moved to New York City. That's the premises of your podcast. Why don't you explain a little more about your podcast and how you got the idea for your podcast?
Sure.
I can go for it. We had been discussing maybe doing a podcast for a while and never really had any ideas to what we wanted to do it on. And then when we have a baby, 15 months at this point old, and we ended up spending a lot of time after about 8 o'clock at night, just sitting, staring at each other, trying to think of something to do to take up the time. So we decided to maybe give a podcast a shot without really having any idea what we were going to do it on. And there's so many podcasts with couples just speaking about things, whatever else. We wanted to kind of find something that made sense for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
something that we both liked,
yeah,
jointly, like the same amount and not a, yeah,
but, yeah,
the same topic that we both liked.
And so we kind of fell on Christmas. I've listened to Christmas podcasts constantly, and she listened to them a little bit, not as much as I did, but I would always make her listen to them in the car and stuff.
Yeah, he went pretty hard for a while, and then it just came to a point where it's like, why don't we talk about the one of the main reasons that we even moved here to begin with is Christmas in New York City, because it's magical and we've always really loved it. So we just decided to take it on and start talking more about it and doing more research. And it gets us excited about the holidays. You know, we're still fairly new at this, starting in October, but we've kind of gotten a groove now and more exciting things coming up. So it's pretty cool.
Well, that's one thing that got me interested in your podcast too, is one of my bucket lists is to go to see New York at Christmas time. And obviously this year, a lot of it's going to change. Mm-hmm. How long have you been in New York, and how do you feel this year is going to look different with the pandemic going on?
Yeah, we've been here 10 years, November 1st. So it's coming up on our 10-year anniversary here. So yeah, and even before that, I think we've come up for Christmas. So it's always been really fun here. But we've already, you know, on our podcast, we've give the news as they comes to us as well. So our new articles are coming out every week about what's going to be changing. Like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is now going to be different. We talk about that. And then, so we kind of think a lot of the things that are going to be happening on Christmas they're going to do the same kind of things, we think, at least.
Yeah, it'll be distanced. And mm-hmm. the way they ended up doing the 4th of July fireworks, they didn't tell anyone what nights they were going to happen, and they happened all over the city. So there was no group or crowd anywhere. I imagine that for the Thanksgiving parade, for example, they may not even tell anyone what route they're using until that morning.
Yeah.
Just so no one shows up there. And like the same thing with Rockefeller Center, Christmas tree, or things where there's big events and crowds. I imagine they probably won't have a public viewing of the light of the tree coming on. It'll just be there, and maybe they'll show something on television, obviously, and maybe Kelly Clarkson will sing a song or something about it. It'll all be pre-taped.
Yeah.
And no one will be around.
Yeah. I mean, they might do, you know, little shows here and there around the city too. Just pre-record it, because they've done that before in the past anyway, where they pre-record some of the things that are in there. So I think they're just going to go along with that. And yeah, just not tell people, just the way to do it. So hopefully we'll be lucky enough to kind of come across one of those things, which would be kind of neat.
So how different is that for you guys versus however long you've come up and seen Christmas in New York? So how off is that going to be for you guys?
I mean, it changes some things. You know, the first thing that's changing is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We go and watch the balloon inflation, so that we watch them blow them up around the Natural History Museum.
Yeah.
And that's always a really fun experience, and that's just not happening this year. So that's one thing that's already off the table.
A lot of the reasons we probably would go to the city, we live in Brooklyn, and I don't know if we would go as much if there weren't as many things for us to do in the city. It's a bit of a drag. It's sort of like the idea, like no one that lives in New York City ever goes to Times Square. And I imagine a lot of that is true for no one that lives in New York City goes to the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree unless they're like giving someone else like a tour or something, or their family's in town, or they've only just recently moved and they want to kind of experience that. And so I think what makes us different from that is that a lot of times we will go and just kind of just float into the city just to go look at like the Macy's windows around the holidays or whatever else. And a lot of that's not going to happen in the same context. Like there'll still be things happening, but I think they're going to do everything they can to probably kind of keep it down.
Yeah. Keep the crowd levels down. Mm-hmm. But I also, I think that there's a little bit of a good thing in there for us because there's probably gonna be a lot less crowds for people that live here. So I can actually go closer to these things and not have to worry, because we'd always go in really odd times to make sure that we weren't having to be around all these people because there's tons of tourists. And like you said, families coming to visit. So it'll be a little bit maybe lighter on the crowd. So that's kind of a plus for us living here and being able to see that stuff without all those people around. But you know, there's going to be little things. So I go to the Rockettes show every year when my family comes up. So that's not happening. So that's going to be one thing, you know, a year missed, but we'll find other things to do. I'm sure there's going to be things that pop up. It's New York City. People aren't going to just let it go away or fade. You know, they'll still keep tradition alive. So I'm excited for all those random things that might pop up.
When you first started this podcast, did you have any expectations, and what were those expectations if you did?
I don't know if we had any expectations outside of just being able to reach people. I don't know if we really even thought anyone would listen.
Yeah, we like talking about it and it's fun. So it was just a way for us to kind of be together and do something and talk about something that's not just about our kid. so it kind of helped with that, you know?
Yeah, we had very low standards for what we mm-hmm. thought could possibly happen, and it's exceeded it a tremendous amount, which is always nice to have that kind of thing happen where you put effort into something and obviously you see it through and people like what you're doing, which is nice.
Yeah. It's been nothing but positive outcomes so far. So it only makes us want to do more, and we've got some things under the table that we're going to be doing. So we're excited.
Okay. Yeah. Your latest episode about Palisades Park. I really enjoyed that one, even though that thing, I forget you when you said that shut down, that was in the early 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah. 71. It shut down. Yeah.
So that shut down a couple years before I was born.
Yeah, most people that are alive now don't really have any memories of it outside of people that are in their late 50s or 60s or whatever. So it was really interesting for me to kind of delve into. I've always kind of been kind of fascinated by amusement parks, and especially this summer, just being stuck in the apartment all the time, just thinking about like, oh man, it'd be cool if we can go to Six Flags or Disney World, or I wonder what people did back in the day. And so that's kind of when we went down that kind of that route. We talked about Coney Island, and then this episode was Palisades Park, which is it's just a fun thing to talk and read about people way back in the day, just with their leisure time, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I've really enjoyed all your episodes there, because you are very informative. My goal is to eventually get there at Christmas time and see. I want to see all like the Macy's windows. I want to see all those window displays. And I don't hear much about them these days. Do they still, in like the past recent years, do they still have those huge, big, huge displays in the windows that people like to go see?
Oh yeah. Yeah, for sure. The displays are one of my favorite things to go do. So, Macy's, you know, they're classic. You're always going to get some kind of fun characters. And then inside of Macy's is beautiful. Like that's one of my favorite things, just walking through the front doors, and they decorate the whole top and all the way through this big path of just lights everywhere. It's really pretty. But then all the way down like Fifth Avenue and closer to like Central Park area, you're walking down there after you see like the Rockefeller Center tree. Those windows are always incredible. They put a lot of work into them. They start working on them, you know, in places actually out in Jersey. There's a lot of production places where they start working on these windows in the summer. So I'm sure they've already started working on that stuff.
Are you guys planning on doing an episode on the windows, the display windows at all? Can you delve that to me at all?
I think we're probably going to handle that on some level this year. I'm not sure how much detail. It all depends on what they're going to do with them. So if they kind of do like a lighter version, which might be the case, there may be less to talk about, but I'm sure we'll get into it. A lot of, I think our episodes that coming up until the end of the holidays are going to be a lot more conversational, because we've got a lot more things story-wise to talk about. So we're not going to be delving too much into the history, but whatever happens, especially with the windows will definitely let people know.
Yeah, we'll probably talk about what's happening this year, you know, and just kind of put it in the books of what's going on in 2020 here. And then next year we can maybe hopefully dig into further like history, because it's going to go back to the norms and we can dig in a little bit more then.
Yeah, I can't wait till we get back to whatever normal looks like, which hopefully is better than this now. It may not be what we knew before, right? But it'll be nice to be able to travel and go see those. Where do you see taking this podcast? Are you still going to like just little bits here and there, or do you have plans to kind of evolve it into something bigger than what it is now, or what's your plans for your podcast?
I think we're definitely going to maintain what we're doing as far as going into the histories of things and kind of keeping the basic format. We're going to probably expand into other medias. I think we might start doing more YouTube videos or more like live sort of.
Yeah. So people can see what's going on here.
Live streams and things so that people can see what's happening. And we have another thing. I'm not really sure we can talk about it yet, because I can't 100% commit to it. But yeah. We have a
once
pretty,
it's out there, it's your commitment.
We have a pretty big project in the works that, it's different than I think any podcast I've ever heard before. So hopefully we get that done before the end of the season.
Well, I'll be excited to see or hear or whatever it is you're planning. It's going to be pretty interesting, especially if it has to deal with New York at Christmas time. So,
yeah.
Where were you guys from originally?
I'm from Florida, from South Florida, like around Broward, Dade County area.
I was born in Chicago, but then we moved to Miami when I was two-ish. And then we moved up from Miami to Orlando together, and then from Orlando to here.
Yeah, we spent about 8 years in Orlando, and then we moved to New York City.
I'm not sure if you've covered it. What's the trade-offs for being in New York versus Orlando? I mean, there's got to be pluses and minuses to both places. So what's like your top two pluses for New York, top two pluses for Orlando, and vice versa? What's the bottom two for New York, bottom two for Orlando?
Around the holiday time, right?
Yeah, around the holiday time or whenever.
I'll say right off the bat, seasons, right?
The seasons up here are nice. It's nice to have winter and fall and
yeah, you
and
don't
spring.
Get that in Florida. I've never had nothing. I've always had a hot, warm Christmas, which wasn't odd to me. I didn't know any different, you know, so that's just the way it was. But yeah, moving here and being able to experience the cold, like we have the windows open right now. It's nice and cool. Yeah, I'm not trading that in for anything anymore.
there's definitely the feelings up here. Like there's 1,000 awesome things about being up here for the holidays. And hopefully we'll get a chance to cover all those things. Being down in Orlando, what's really nice is like you're around the theme park. So if you want to shell out like $100, $200, like if your whole family goes, it can be in the thousands, honestly. But like they have really cool theming for the holidays. There's a lot of fun stuff to do there. And it's also, if you live in a climate where it's always cold or it's cold in the winter time and you want to kind of get away from that and you don't want to shovel snow, then Orlando might be the option for you as well.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Orlando. Where I grew up was more closer to Miami. So it was a lot of the beaches. I wasn't really a beach person. Orlando was a little bit of a different vibe there. And I really like it. There's a lot of new businesses opening up there. The downtown area has gotten really big. A lot of mom and pop shops, things like that. So I'm a fan of Orlando. I think that it's got a nice small town feel, but still close to, like you said, the tourist areas. So that would be a positive for Orlando. I think mostly the negatives, I feel like it has to do with weather.
Wisconsin ain't much better.
Yeah. Any other ones you can think of?
No, I have too many friends that live in Orlando to talk bad about it for too long. I don't want to be rude.
Yeah, a lot of friends there, and all my family still lives in Florida, so we have to mind our P's and Q's about where I'm from.
Yeah, it's great there. Although I will say, if you remember in Home Alone 2, that was like a huge part of the story where the family went down and had a horrible Christmas in Miami, and Kevin was in New York City having an awesome Christmas. Granted, there was like robbers and it was horrible. He almost murdered people, but he still had a great time. So like, that's a great analogy. Like you can either spend Christmas in South Florida at the Dolphin Motel or wherever they stay,
where it's most likely raining, because that is exactly what the weather is like. It's always, it rains, but maybe for like 10 minutes every day at least.
Yeah. Or you're up here. So we're up here.
At least enjoying it as much as you can by yourself.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much what I got. Have you guys got anything you want to say about your podcast? Anything you want to plug coming up or anything like that?
Yeah, I can be kind of vague. We have, actually, I can tell you about our schedule. Our schedule for the rest of the year kind of encompasses a lot of that. We're going to be doing two episodes in October. One's going to be a crossover with another podcast, and then we'll have another episode about what's happening and for Halloween and such. And then we'll be going weekly in November, and then in December we'll be going twice a week. So we're going to have a bunch of episodes in December. Some of them shorter than others, other ones longer, but we're still going to be putting out a bunch of Christmas content ramping up to the new year.
Yeah, a couple bonus episodes, things like that thrown in there. So like you said, that might be a little shorter, but we're just going to try to keep the content going because we're having fun with it. And there's a lot to say that we didn't really get in last year.
Well, one question I forgot to ask too is you've had a couple of mailbag type episodes, listener feedback. How has that been for you? How's that listener feedback been? I know you say you've gotten a lot of feedback, and mainly positive or all positive, or what's that been like for you guys?
I would say almost all positive. I can't think of anything really negative that anyone's told us or anything, or that wasn't constructive criticism or anything like that. I think the mailbags have always been fun because you end up answering a lot of the questions are very, very standard questions. And I don't mean to disparage anyone for asking the standard questions, but you get a lot of the same questions like, where is the Ghostbusters firehouse at? Like, okay, well, I mean, I could tell you that, or I could just email, or you can just look it up yourself. So I don't mind answering some of the questions. We try to pick ones that are going to relate more towards the holidays and things. But if people want to know, because we are a weird version of a travel podcast for what it's worth. And so we do end up having to field a lot of questions about just travel, like what areas should I stay at, like hotel wise and things.
How to get around.
Yeah.
What trains to take, that kind of thing.
Which is something that we don't necessarily know anything about because we don't stay in hotels in the city very often.
Well, my family does. So I chime in a little bit where I can.
Yeah. Right. And I found those episodes very informative too. I mean, if I ever get over there, you might have to go back and re-listen to them, or maybe just get a hold of you guys on the side and say, hey.
We're most likely available. Maybe at that point, that's what our podcast will have evolved into. We'll be doing like personal tours.
Yeah, that'd be great.
When we're able to come within 6 feet of each other again, then we'll start doing personal tours.
Just to start talking to people over again.
Yeah, I can't wait till we can all do that again, get back together and meet up and not have to worry about everything. So, well, that's pretty much it for me. Kind of short and sweet on this one. And it's always good to talk to you guys and good to see you guys, and look forward to hearing your content coming out. So I want to thank you for joining me today, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much for having us. Thank you very much for doing the podcast. It's an awesome resource for people. It's really a really cool thing.
That's Chris and Chris from Christmas Time in the City podcast. I absolutely loved talking with them about all things Big Apple. I've said it a few times, but that's a bucket list item for me to see New York City at Christmas time. They've given me a lot of tips and pointers and interesting facts, so check out their podcast, Christmas Time in the City.
How do I look? Nice?
You've got sash.
You're right. This completes the ensemble.
That's going to wrap up this episode of the Christmas Podcast podcast. A big thanks to Chris and Chris for talking with me this week. What a great, cute couple with lots of knowledge about New York City at Christmas time. Join me next week as I talk with Jerry D of Totally Rad Christmas. He talks all things 80s, Christmas style, so check it out, dude. It's going to be awesome.
Sweet. Totally.
I would like to thank all of the other podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for not only helping me put this podcast together, but for all the other behind-the-scenes things he does as well. And I'd especially like to thank you, the listener, for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts, so if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature on our website, just email me at sean@christmaspodcast.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Murray from Hocus Pocus and NCIS, and let me know. You can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well,
or if you'd like to come on and talk about your Christmas podcast. Also, I encourage you to visit ChristmasPodcast.com and review any or all of the podcasts we have here. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to Christmas Podcast Podcasts, and remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites, including SantaTrackers.net. Become a Santa Tracker and help Santa track Santa. Be the eyes and ears on the ground for Santa. Go to SantaTrackers.net and sign up today.
I believe.
Shake it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.